My name's Daisy. I'm a collective member at Vancouver Rape Relief, and I want to welcome you, and I'm excited how full this room is, and I'm excited that you're all here. I have a bit of unfortunate news. Faye Blaney, one of the panelists, had some pressing issues at home on her reserve and couldn't make it tonight. So she did want to give the panelists her best wishes, and she is giving her regrets to not being able to be here tonight. But we have a great panel lined up for you, and I'll hand it over to Dara, who will introduce herself and then the panelists. Thank you.
Okay. My name's Dara Culhane, and I'm moderating the panel and the discussion tonight, but I'm certainly not going to encourage moderation. So, first I'd like to thank Rape Relief for organizing this event, clearly by the turnout. Got a lot of really serious and really important things to talk about, and it's, you know, it's wonderful to see so many people here ready to talk about all these issues. Particularly want to acknowledge and thank Daisy Clare for her organizing. Yes, as Daisy said, we've got, quite an incredible panel here tonight. The collective experience, wisdom, and courage represented by the women on this panel and by many of you in this room, I think are, you know, what keep us all going. So I'm not going to take up very much time. We're going to have the panelists speak. And if you, you know, can keep your questions and comments and other issues you want to raise to discuss till after the speakers are finished, then we'll turn everything over to the floor and hopefully engage in some really good discussions back and forth. So I'm going to introduce each panelist before they speak with a little bit of information and background, and then they'll tell you more themselves and talk about specific issues they want to raise. So we're going to start with Lee Lakeman. I'm sure many of you know Lee. She's been a member of the Rape Relief Collective since 1978, and she's been, Rape Relief has been, had taken a strong position on guaranteed livable income for a very long time. She's been a fighter in the front lines of the struggle against violence against women, and is currently really, excuse me, really active in the struggle to maintain welfare, but to maintain support and options and possibilities for women and for change in this country. So we're going to start with Lee, and then we'll move on to other speakers.